All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're doing Bear Witness, so let's get started. You excited and nervous? It'll be amazing because you're amazing. You take her hand in yours as she smiles brightly. The first short film begins and you settle in to watch. After a few relatively forgettable films, a black and white image slowly fades into focus. Oh! This is yours? Someone shushes you from the row ahead of you and you drop your voice as Athena gives you a wide smile and nods bashfully. You give her a look and lower your voice. That's awesome! You turn your attention back to the film and settle in to enjoy it. Turns out Athena used the current season and her burgeoning artistic talents to make a zombie film set during a nuclear winter. The film ends with the death of the protagonist, played by a student you've seen around campus a few times. The theater gets a solid round of applause, more than the polite smattering the last few films got. You're probably the loudest of them, grinning at Athena as you do so. Babe, that was amazing! The rest of the evening is devoted to holding your girl tight as she calms down from the high of having her first public showing. The two of you enjoy or try to enjoy the rest of the films shown that evening. They're hit or miss about what you expected, but none of them are nearly as good as Athena's. As the light come up after the final film, you stand up and help Athena to her feet. I'm still a little shaky. She gives a little chuckle and you pull her to you. You're so talented. It's crazy how good that was. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Do they announce the winners tonight? She shakes her head. No, not until tomorrow evening. It'll be posted online. I can't wait to see you named. She lets out a shaky little breath and laughs. You're more confident than I am. Well, you should be. It was awesome. I loved it. Did you do all the makeup yourself? Yep, I had a lot of fun with it, especially in that final scene. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you, babe. I love you so much. I love you too. She beams at you as the two of you make your way to the exit. Found a little diner. I can't believe you were able to create that without me knowing. You had a lot going on, and you know you were still dealing with the aftermath of what happened to your dad. Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... No, it's cool. I can't just pretend it didn't happen and think I'm mostly past at this point. You know, not 100%, I don't think I'll ever be there, but... You're about as good as you're gonna be. Yeah. Do you want to talk about it at all? Thanks, babe, but I'm okay. I think mostly I just worry about being... You feel yourself choke up a little and turn your head to try to hide the tears that you suddenly spring into your eyes. Alone? Yeah. Aw, babe. Athena comes around the table and slides in next to you, her head on your shoulder. I don't think you'll ever really be alone. You're too good a guy, and you tend to attract people to you. I don't know if that's true. It absolutely is. Why do you think I'm in love with you? Because I wore you down? No, I can just tell what kind of person you are, and I like being around you. You're extremely handsome, funny, intelligent, loving, and so much more. You have so many great qualities. You seem to hate me at first. I didn't. She takes a moment, you stay quiet, letting her collect her thoughts. It's harder on women. If a guy is friendly, most people take it at face value. You can just smile and be cool, and people will like you without assuming there's some kind of romantic interest. But for us, for women, we have to be really careful with how we present ourselves. It's too easy for a man to assume we're interested just because we were polite. So I throw up a wall of hostility with a lot of people. Not everyone, I mean. I'd be terrible at my job if I was hostile to every man that walked in the door. Some guys are into that. Maybe, but not enough to make up for the loss of tips from everyone else. Good point. I went off on a tangent there, I'm sorry. No, it's cool, I get what you're saying. It isn't like I've never seen it before. Anyhow, I kept you at arm's length because I didn't want the guy moving in with us to assume I wanted to be his fuck buddy. You're much more than that to me, Athena. I know, and you're so much more than that to me. Good. Though I do really love your dick. Aha, I'm glad to hear it. TMI, Athena, TMI. I love you, baby. I love you too. You thank the waitress and the two of you dig in. Athena stays sitting next to you and you take comfort in her closeness. Are they praying now? Maybe. Yeah, it seemed like they were praying a little bit. I don't know what they're doing. They had their heads bowed and they were looking at the food. I mean, I don't know what that... I mean, it's fine. If people want to pray over their meal, that's... Got nothing against that. Every so often, you look over at the woman next to you and you realize just how important she is in your life. Eventually, she catches you staring. What? I love you. I love you too, you fucking dork. Finish your dinner. Aha, fine. Till you finish and then call an Uber to take you home. I love this, it's perfect. What's that? Just all of this, being here, the fireplace, the champagne, and most importantly, you. You're like, Grim, where's all the dark gothic stuff? Like, she is a goth, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna just go crazy whips and chains and candles and all that. Sometimes you get that. But I had one in particular that found she liked to be tied up. Now see, it didn't work very well between us because even though we were talking, you know, I didn't feel comfortable tying her up. Because, you know, there's a lot of things you gotta think about. What if I do it wrong? It cuts off circulation, she has to go to the hospital, you know? Like, that's something she enjoys, but it's not something I can enjoy doing with her. And because that's a major part about how she enjoys sex, there's no way I can compromise that. Because there's no way that she'd be happy. I literally made a joke that I said one time. I said, I'll tie you up in another room while I watch all three of the original trilogy of Star Wars, you know. And, she actually really liked that. Like, she dug that. She said, I absolutely love that. Guys, you know how long the Star Wars movies are. It's like 6 hours or more of being tied up. So, yeah, it wasn't something I was willing to commit to. Even though she was my first, it wasn't something I was willing to commit to later in life. It's not something that I'm willing to come back and say, hey, this is what you like, but I can't be a part of this. And sometimes it's even things like that that are a reason to jump off a relationship. Also, she couldn't make up her mind about things. She would drive all the way out somewhere and then realize it wasn't something she wanted to do. So, wasting gas... I don't know, just things like that. I've lost my mind. And she didn't quite always listen to metal, either. You know, there's a lot of romantic music and stuff like that, but every goth girl I've ever known in my entire fucking life had some romantic love songs that she liked. I think that's just women in general. But there's men, too. I've got a lot of romantic love songs that I like, too. So, just all of this, being here, the fireplace, the champagne, and most importantly, you. You're pretty perfect as well, dude. One of my favorite love songs these days would probably be the synthwave and retrowave type songs, you know. A lot of those I like. She looks up at you and smiles, then leans back into you again. The only problem is that I'm a little nervous. Nervous? About? My film, I really enjoyed making it, especially working on the makeup effects. I just don't want to find out tomorrow that it was garbage. It absolutely was not. Everyone in the theater loved it. Even if you don't win first place, you made something that a lot of people really enjoyed. Plus, I thought it was awesome. I love that you're talented. And I think you might undersell yourself on your creativity. It wasn't just the makeup that was excellent. Oh? The story was great. I love how it ended. There was hope there with how the protagonist left those people, even when they knew they'd die alone. Yeah, I was pretty proud of that. And you had every right to be. She snuggles into you, turning her face up to yours. Thank you for going with me. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. She kisses you gently at first, but her tongue slips between your lips and you find yourself falling into it. You hold her tight as you kiss. There's passion, but more importantly, there's love in your kiss. When you finally break apart, you smile down at her and rub your nose against her. Well, against hers. There we go. Nudging noses like the Eskimoses? I could fall asleep with you like this. Well, I wouldn't mind curling up with you and falling asleep by the fire here, but I don't know that I can hold you up all night. Lay down with me then? Sure. The two of you curl up on the floor, and there's the cat. You wrap an arm around her waist and nuzzle her nose as she sighs happily. Almost said muzzle her nose. That would be a completely different kind of thing. There you go, there! But no, it's a nice little scene. We're probably going to be sore in the morning. I'm okay with that. I just want to be here with you and Priscilla, the cat. Okay. I mean, it didn't have to be noted that Priscilla was the cat. But as the owner of a few cats, yeah. You kiss her neck and squeeze her tight to you. Good night, Athena. Good night, Grim. A couple of hours later. You nerds. Come to bed. Come on, you'll be more comfortable in an actual bed. Okay. Isn't that nice? Sunday morning, the day before Christmas. Sunny but cold out, and the house is empty. Your girlfriends are in town running errands, so you decided to catch some TV. You'll find yourself idly flipping through channels, just managing to find an old Roger Corman movie. I gotta really download a lot of those. Yeah, I can say that. Because a lot of Roger Corman movies are super duper ultra mega old. And if there's somebody saying, oh, you can't tell, you horrible. No. Say, I want to watch B-grade slop, and you're not going to prevent me from it. By the way, like, streaming services and stuff, they don't want to play those kind of movies. So they're, like, offensive or, I don't know, low taste or whatever. Some crap. Some crap they pull out of their ass. But no, go watch some Roger Corman movies. Definitely. You find yourself idly flipping through channels, just managing to find an old Roger Corman movie playing when you hear a knock at the door. Someone forgot their key? Grim? Beck? Man reaches into his coat, and your stomach drops as time slows. Oh, fuck! Chapter 5. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, what do I do? Fight. Fuck it, if I'm dying, he's coming with me. Slam a hand out and pin his arm against his chest. You just catch the look of startled shock on his face before you tilt your head forward and plow the crown of your head in the man's face. Fuck! He begins to fall backward, but you grab him, keeping him between you and the man in the distance. After diving a knee into his groin, you snatch the guy up by his shoulder and hip, launching yourself down the stairs towards the other man. You fling the first man at the second. Wow! Adrenaline lending a bit more to your already impressive strength. As the man falls, you pounce on him and deliver a blow to his head. Jesus, Grim, what in the hell are you doing? Tomlinson? Kid, were you seriously just about to murder one of my agents? Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea. Jesus, I'm rethinking this whole protective detail. Obviously, you don't need it. You look down at the man you've been abusing. Shit, I'm sorry, guys. You reach down to help the bloody man up. Turning to the marshal, you grin sheepishly. Seriously, I'm sorry. I had a guy on my porch that I didn't recognize going for a gun. Yeah, it's fine, kid. I need you to head inside and grab a bag, some clothes and such for the night. We need to take you to a safe location. Sure, yeah, I can do that. I think I've got everything I need. Good, good. This your cat? No, she's... Actually, I'm not sure who she belongs to. Okay, just wanted to make sure we didn't need to get cat food or something. Let's go. So how you holding up, kid? I've been okay, I guess. Better, but... You look at him questioningly, trying to frame what to say next. You want to know why I'm here. Yeah, I thought you were sending out just a single deputy or something. That was the plan, and then we got solid information that Caprio knows where you are.
What? How?
Sitwell?
Your father called you the night before he was killed.
Okay.
Whoever killed him and the agent guarding him took that agent's phone. We didn't recognize at the time, but your dad had called you on that phone.
Shit, I'm sorry, I...
It's fine, kid. We should have asked you, but we didn't.
So he has my number? The marshal nods grimly. He used that to track you to Plattsburgh, and apparently the local PD are in the pocket of the outfit.
What?
Tomlinson grimaces and shakes his head. I'd say that was our fuck-up, but it was more an interdepartmental fuck-up.
What do you mean?
The FBI have a RICO case open on the outfit. Plattsburgh sits on the leg of their operation. Your blood runs cold for a moment, then you think about how frequently you've wandered around the city and could have been spotted. So why the hell was I allowed to go to school here? Because the FBI doesn't like to share information regarding ongoing investigations, even with other agencies. So why didn't they tell you? And we had no way of knowing otherwise. It wasn't until they noticed inquiries about outfit resources in Plattsburgh in particular that they contacted us and gave us the rundown.
Fuck me.
Yep,
fuck you.
Sit well. How's your nose, fuckhead?
Yeah, catch the guy off guard is here to protect you, tough guy.
Gentlemen, you think I can kick the shit out of you without the element of surprise?
I think you're a pretty boy who doesn't know how to...
Knock it off!
Sitwell manages to look chagrined before turning back around in his seat and facing front.
You stew there for a moment, angry about the entire situation.
So what now? I have to move again?
Yeah, sorry, kid.
That's absolute fucking bullshit. You all screw the fucking pooch and I'm the one who have to uproot my life again?
I get it, Grim, I do, but if you stay here, Caprio's gonna find you, and that's it. He had your father killed. He would have no compunction about doing the same to you.
Fuck.
For now, we put you up in a hotel. We'll have a detail on you around the clock. We'll settle things on our end, and then...
Wait, shit, the girls and Sadie...
Damn, you're right.
What's that?
Sadie is a kid's cousin. I'm not sure who the girls are. My girlfriends. Wait, girlfriends? You smirk at him as something else seems to register. Hold on, cousin? She goes to school here too. What? Yeah, you guys aren't doing a great fucking job. First it's my cousin, then turns out the outfit has been here the entire... Kid, stop. I get you're upset and angry, but can we hash this out? We can hash this out later. Do you have your cousin's number? Can she get a hold of your girlfriends? He drags out the S at the end, a puzzled look on his face. Yeah. Call her and then pass the phone over to me. Sure. Shaking a bit, you pull out your phone and call Sadie. She picks up almost immediately. Hey, what's up? Sadie, I'm gonna pass the phone over to someone. I need you to speak with him, okay? Yeah, okay. Hi, Sadie. I'm Jed Tomlinson with the U.S. Marshals Service. You smirk at Tomlinson and mouth Jed at him? Listen, I need you to call Athena and Heidi. Have them pack a bag for a few nights and come to your place immediately. I don't care what they're doing. While you wait for them, I need you to pack a bag as well. Grim has your address, so we'll be there shortly. Great, thank you, sweetheart. Be ready in about 20 minutes. Okay, see you soon. He ends the call and tosses the phone to you. Thank you. No problem, kid. He glances out the window. Looks like we're here. Sitwell will get you up to your room, and Carter and I will go pick up Sadie and your girlfriends. Okay. He places a firm hand on your shoulder as you begin to open the car door. It's gonna be alright, kid. We'll get you out of this. Yeah. The two of you exchange glares for a moment before Sitwell shrugs and turns to walk inside. You kind of zoned out since Sitwell let you into the room and then posted guard outside the door. First, the anxiety of the situation, everything just kind of washed over you until you just let your mind slip towards nothing. Staring at the floor, you're startled when there's a knock and then the sound of the key card being inserted. Babe. Baby. What's going on? Heidi, you had us worried with all this. You can't call us and tell us what's... Not to mention you had your cousin all freaked out too. Holy shit, girls, chill. Heidi balls up a fist and hits you in the stomach. You've just enough time to tighten up against it. You can't scare us like this. Yeah. Oh my god, the two of you are gonna kill me before Caprio gets the chance. What? What the fuck does that mean? I'm gonna leave you with them for a bit. Sadie, let me show you to your room. After Tomlinson and the cousin leave, you hug your girlfriends, then sit them down and explain the situation to them. So what happens? You go back into witness protection? I mean, I'm technically still in the program, so they just move me. Fuck that. Yeah, there's no way they're moving you. I may not have a choice. It's pretty clear they know why I'm here. At least that I'm going to PCA. If I stay, I die. Then we're going with you. We are? I am, and I want you to come with us, but obviously, if you don't want to... Athena looks pensive for a moment. She looks up at you, then back to Heidi. No, I want to. I don't think I could handle losing both of you. Whatever happens, we'll handle this together. We love you. I love you girls, too. You hold the two women you love close, just enjoying the comfort of being near them. I love you, beautiful. I love you more, handsome. I love you, Grim, so much. Love you too, Athena, forever. After lying with your girls for a few minutes, you feel... But you're fairly sure it's Heidi's hand sliding up your crotch. Well, on that note, we're gonna go ahead and end it here. So the next video will be not safe for work because they're going to do a last minute thingy-dingy before whatever else happens. We're in chapter 5. I can't remember how many chapters this is. It might be the last one. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Bear Witness. I'm out.